VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Commanders of the U.S.-backed forces in Syria said Sunday that they are engaged in intense fighting as they battle for the last shred of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate in Syria. Earlier Sunday, a Syrian Democratic Force military media official told the Reuters news agency they expected the fighting near the Iraqi border would be a, quote, decisive battle. About 15,000 U.S.-backed forces in Syria launched their final assault on the small IS enclave in the northeastern Syrian village of Baghouz late Friday. They were supported by American and coalition warplanes and artillery. 3 days after a summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the U.S. and South Korea announced the two countries will end annual large-scale joint military exercises in support of diplomatic efforts to, quote, achieve complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Mr. Trump's national security advisor on Sunday called the summit with Kim Jong-un a success despite the lack of an agreement. John Bolton told Fox News Sunday the president was ready to walk away from the talks if North Korea was not going to commit to a verifiable dismantling of its nuclear and missile sites.
I think he made a very important point to North Korea and to other countries around the world about negotiating with him. He's not desperate for a deal, not with North Korea, not with anybody, if it's contrary to American national interest.
The U.S. and North Korea have offered contradictory accounts of why last week's summit in Vietnam broke down, though both pointed to American sanctions as a sticking point. Longtime Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika said Sunday he would not serve a full term if elected again in April. Protests against his intention to run for another term, a fifth term, continued. This is VOA News.